stunning. That was just Dawning of the Season by Magdalena Bay on her album Mercurial World. Love it. So cool, so fun, so fresh, so awesome. Oh yes, so I have some shows to talk about because I've recently been going to a few shows over the past few weekends that I'd like to discuss now. So, oh yeah, and also festival season is fast approaching, so I'll be talking about that in a little bit. But for now, first I saw Ski Tour, which was about a week ago at the Commodore Ballroom, and then I saw Opio at the Hollywood Theater last Saturday. Both super cool, super amazing shows, very fun. Their music was super cool. I wanted to talk about the venues for a second because both the Commodore Ballroom and the Hollywood Theater do not have, like, you can't go in and out, which is so silly and ridiculous and absurd and upsetting, and like, it kind of makes me kind of angry. Like, why can't I go on my side quest? Like, what is up with that, you know? Like, why is that a thing? Like, I don't get it. I actually don't get it. Like, anyway, so Commodore and the Hollywood Theater both don't allow you to go in and out. Lame. Other than that, it was pretty cool. I did like the Hollywood Theater more as a venue just because it looked cooler. It had like two bars on each side, and then there was like kind of like an upper floor, and then you walk down and then there's like a middle floor, and like, it was really cool. And it has a cool sign on the outside, and the people that worked there were really nice and fun and cool. So I really liked the Hollywood Theater. The Commodore Ballroom, I've been there before. It's just kind of like, it's literally a ballroom, and it's also bigger, so it just felt like, it was just like, I don't know, the lights weren't as cool either, and like, maybe that's from the artists, like maybe the artists bring the lights and lasers and stuff, I have no idea. Oh, they were both like EDM shows, so it was like electric music, I guess, DJing, not as much instrumental. So maybe the Commodore Ballroom would have been cool, like for like an instrumentalist or like some cool live, like different type of like acoustic, I guess, music. But it was still pretty cool. Oh yeah, Ski Tour, who I saw like a week ago, they are from Whistler, I think, and they play in like really cool. Like, they play in, like, Whistler, Revelstoke, Banff, and, like, all these, like, little ski towns. And I think that's so fun and cool. And, like, everyone who went was wearing, like, ski gear. Like, they were wearing, like, ski goggles and, like 70s, 80s, like, ski jumpsuits. Like, I was like, oh, that's cool. That's funny. That's fun. I was like, oh, you guys are so silly. Of course, I had to participate and dress up in my ski gear as well because it's Ski Tour. Like, how could I not? So that was really fun and cool. And they had some really, really cool beats and sounds. And then Opio was really cool. Oh, yeah. Ski Tour opens for Shambhala every year. So it was really cool to see them. And then Opio usually goes to Shambhala, but this year they're not. So that's why me and my friend decided to go to Opio instead of, because there was also this other show going on for like a pre-party for Shams, but we didn't go to that because the artist that's going to that show is going to Shams. So like, we're like, oh, we might as well just see them there. And then, so we went to see Opio because he's not going to Shams this year, which is sad because he was actually so cool, so fun. And the crowd there at the Hollywood Theater seeing Opio, so nice and kind. And like, literally everyone we talked to was so sweet and like, just like, so like, not creepy, not weird, like just so fun and cool and fresh and like awesome. I was like, wow, this is the crowd I like to hang out with. Like, this is a definite like cool. And everyone we talked to were like, they're like, are you going to Shams? I was like, oh my God, I'm going to Shams. Are you going to Shams? It was crazy. It was really fun. So that was cool. Opio had some of the sickest openers and just amazing, impressive mixes and sounds from Opio. Like, they were really sick. Like, they're like my friend's like favorite EDM artist, or like little smaller artist, I guess. But like, I could understand why. Like, they were very impressive. Like, okay, so the only thing I have to complain about these artists is that the show starts and ends so late. What is up with that, guys? Why do we need to be out so late? Like, that doesn't need to be a thing. Like, maybe we could like wrap it up at like 11, 12. Like, does it really need to go to like 3, 4 a.m.? Like, is that really our priority? Like, let's just get some sleep, guys. Like, sleep is so fun and cool. I love sleeping. So that's my only complaint about these shows, is that they go way later than I'd like to be awake. I love sleeping. Sleeping is one of my favorite things to do. Let a girl sleep. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see the shows. Of course I want to see the shows. And they obviously save the best songs and like the best mixes for like the late, like the last like bit, so all my friends want to stay. But like, I gotta sit down. Like, I'm literally so tired. Like, I can't do this. It's not aligning with my soul, guys. Like, I just can't stay up that late. Like, it's not. Anyway, that's the only thing I have to say. I mean, there's definitely people in the world that love to stay out like that. But I just, personally, me, let's wrap it up at 11. Let's go home. Let's catch the sky train. Like, come on. Like, let's. My bed is calling. Like, it's like, I love sleeping. Like, okay. Anyway. So that's my only complaint. All the music, all the people, all the fun. It was so cool, so awesome. But like, let a girl sleep, you know? Like, I can't stay up that late. I guess my body's not built for that. But it was still cool. It was still fun. And like, I'll still go again. But like, maybe like, if anyone could take a note, it's end the show earlier. Just for me, because I'm so nice and cool and fun and awesome, and I asked so nicely. Please. Anyway, so we will listen to some Opio and Ski Tour just for funsies, because I'm so cool and awesome and the music is really fun and awesome and cool. So, oh yes, and then after I play my music, I'm going to come back and talk about some really cool local music festivals that are coming around to Van City and Calgary. So stick around, because you're going to want to hear about it. It's really, really swag and awesome, the local music festivals that are coming around to town. So, oh yeah, and I'm also about to play a little bit of EDM, which is a little bit of a mix from what I was playing before. It's not like crazy hard, like dubstep or anything, but it's like, it's electric music, you know? I guess I think it's great. But so yeah, this is who I was listening to, who I got to see live. This is Dopamine by Opio. Thank you.
drama star and fun is free. Yes, I'm quiet. The flashing lights and electric streets. Meditating on the dance floor to my heartbeat. Let's go somewhere quiet. We can lose our heads and find our feet. I don't really know where I go, where I go, where I go.
Gorgeous. That was just Lose Our Heads by Ski Tour, which is a single from 2021. So fun, so cool. Yes, I did see Ski Tour a week ago at the Commodore Ballroom. It was pretty swag. They're really cool. They play at Shams. I'm really excited to see them again. Oh yeah, I wanted to talk about the festivals before I go because I know my time is running out here. So, listen up. This is Raccoon City every Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Welcome. So, there's two local music festivals coming around Vancouver and Calgary that I want to highlight and discuss and talk about because they're really cool and awesome, and you're probably going to want to listen to them if you're into the local music scene. And art. There's also lots going on. So, the one that's happening in Vancouver, you can look them up on Instagram or their website online. It's at Music Waste, happening June 6th to 9th right here in so-called Vancouver. They have so many artists, and different venues that they're using. Like, it's not just like a festival that like happens usually, like it's like one place one time and all the people are playing at one time. It's like a bunch of little tiny venues happening all around Vancouver, and so you can like go see multiple of the shows, but they're not all in one place. Like, you have to go to like the different venues, but it's really cool. There's some really, 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 really cool artists coming around. I think an individual show to like go see is $15, which is rad. And then if you want to go see more than one show, a weekend pass or like just a festival pass to go see any show you want the whole weekend is $40, which is such a good deal. Like, oh my goodness, you want to go see some cool alt, indie, jazz, all types of music, all types of genres all around Vancouver all weekend. Go to Music Waste's Instagram or their website online. There's so much more information. There's so many cool artists, so many Canadian artists, so much cool, individual, unique, fun sounds and music. So definitely go check it out. Happening in Vancouver this coming weekend, June 6th to 9th. So that's number one. Number two is also Sled Island, happening again in Calgary, Alberta, June 19th to 23rd. They have some super cool Canadian local artists as well coming to town in a variety of super cool venues similar to Music Waste. So they also have like just a bunch of little venues going on right now at the same time. Definitely go check out their website or Instagram at Sled Island. S-L-E-D Island. Both festivals happening really soon in June. Festival season is among us, everyone. I know it's super happy, super exciting, super fun, but reminder, drink water, stay safe, have fun, listen to cool music. Check out Music Waste and Sled Island because they're both just really, really, really cool festivals that are happening around town. So please check it out. It's so cool, so fun. You'd love it. Just so many unique, fun artists that are coming and playing and performing in so many cool venues. Like, they choose the coolest venues around town. Trust me, it's so fun, so cool. So check it out. Music Waste and Sled Island. June 6th to 9th and 19th to the 23rd. Check it out. This is Raccoon City every Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm Katie. I'll be back next week. It's time for me to go now. Oh, boo. So sorry, but I'll be back next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1, like always. Have such an amazing week. I hope your Tuesday's going so well, and I hope you are having such an amazing day, such an amazing time, sending the best, most amazing love possible through the wavelengths. Happy Tuesday, guys. See you next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1. Before I go, for the next 5 minutes that I have here, I'll be playing a little bit more music for you because I'm so awesome and cool and swag like that. You're welcome. Here is Shotgun by Soccer Mommy. See ya. Bye. I'll be back next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1. Here's Shotgun by Soccer Mommy. Bye, guys. Music. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye.